State officials are trying to find a way to help make Oswego County's Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant financially solvent again after competition from natural gas has driven down profits. The latest attempt to save the plant could funnel financial aid to Fitzpatrick as soon as this June. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
At its meeting Tuesday, the state's Public Service Commission directed its staff to develop a plan that can keep the financially stressed Fitzpatrick plant open until spring of 2017. That's the earliest that proposed tax credits for nuclear plants would be available. PSC Chairwoman Audrey Zibelman says the state must find a short-term way to keep the plant operating until the long-term zero-emission tax credits, or ZECs, kick in.
I think it would be a shame if we saw units retire because we have low prices, only to find out 4 months later that the clean energy standard with the ZECs would have met their economic needs.
The PSC says Fitzpatrick and other nuclear plants are valuable because they don't emit carbon dioxide and they help meet the state's energy needs. A recent state study found that the loss of Fitzpatrick and several other power plants in upstate New York could cause a shortfall in statewide power demand beginning in 2019. But there are a lot of unknowns about the PSC's new plan, whether or not the tax credits will be approved, and whether or not Entergy is willing to go along with the plan. And time is running out. Fitzpatrick has to refuel this year, a lengthy and costly process. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
Just hours after the PSC announced the plan, Entergy said in a statement that the financial implications of the commission's efforts are too uncertain and that the proposal comes too late to save Fitzpatrick. The company says it will proceed with its plans to shut down the Fitzpatrick plant starting next January.